This episode of Redonkulous.com Productions Ride and Roast is brought to you by The Summoned Sage, the first book in a new saga from the author of the Avatar Wizard series. Coming September 30th. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the Meat Gazer box to pre-order your copy today. What's going on, you Wango Tango dancers? Welcome to
Ride and Roast, that actually is live.
Two Richards in a car driving around on a nice sunny day.
Second day of fall.
Yeah, second day of fall. It is second day of fall. Is it the third?
No, it's the second day.
Second day of fall.
I'm a fan. I like the fall.
I like the fall as well. It's nice and cool, more clouds, lots of work to do, things to be done.
There's always stuff to be done, man.
Always.
If you're sucking air, there's always something to be done.
And apparently when you dive back through your email, you can find that there's something to be done from the month of March.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's not that we're lazy, it's just that we're, you know,
busy.
We get a lot of these. And this comes to us from a gentleman who goes by the name of Jared. I just left a comment on the Bye Bye Department of Indoctrination video. I've watched you guys since the whiteboard days, but never got this big an urge to write until now. So here we go.
Winning.
This ought to be interesting. I can't imagine what he would have to say about the Department of Indoctrination, do you?
No.
No, they're totally above board. Yeah, teachers' unions aren't completely corrupt or anything.
Okay.
They literally have teachers who are not teaching, still collecting a paycheck, just sitting in the break room all day, probably scoping out the kids to see which one they can wango tango down the hall with. Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
And they're often successful.
Yes, yes. And then there are idiots out there with danglers who will see stories like this. Whoa, are these teachers when I was a kid? Mother fornicator, you're part of the problem.
That's right.
Stop that. My name is Jared.
Jared.
I'm a 36-year-old white boy who grew up in a small town in Illinois and spent my youth in BD, behavior disorder classes, not baby daddy.
So special education, I've been there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically juvie for school kids.
Yep.
Is what he calls it. These are kids whose drunk parents beat on them, neglect them, etc. They come in drunk or high, sell drugs at the school, get into brawls, trash classrooms, fight teachers, or just refuse to do schoolwork.
I was a fighter.
Yeah, I was going to say. Does this sound familiar to you?
Yeah, I was a fighter. I didn't sell drugs or anything. I just fought because people fucked with me, and I was not going to turn the other cheek.
And then you went home and got your ass beat because you earned every single one of them.
Yeah, yeah. I got thumped on because I was a raging asshole.
Wooden spoon and Pop's ass. They were good friends.
No. I got the hanger, the spoon, the meat tenderizer.
A meat tenderizer. Paddle. Okay, that's some serious business.
Yeah, it was only once.
What did you do to deserve that one?
I really don't remember, but I was running away and I caught one right between the shoulder blades.
Might have something to do with the brain trauma from getting brained with a fucking meat tenderizer. I can't remember.
It hit me in the head, it hit me in the back.
What are you going to do?
And I had the waffle mark for like 2 weeks.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hey, look.
I'm not even going to get into that. There's a difference between discipline and Abby use, okay?
Yeah.
I think that crosses over into the ladder.
I know, but I kept pulling the strings and pulling the strings.
Well, then there's your problem. You don't pull strings during Shark Week. Especially when it's your mom. That's just disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
Gah!
But, you know, to be honest, I deserved every one of them. There's no hard feelings. It is what it is.
You are now, henceforth, Tampon Terrence. I got expelled at 99, and ended up there despite never actually doing any of the above listed things, getting arrested, etc. I was just a hyper kid, and a bit of a daredevil with no friends and a mother who would tell the parents of anyone who associated with me that I was a thief and a danger to their sons.
Oh, that's messed up right there.
Sounds like you have a shitty parent, bro. Ugh. She was also one of our fifth grade teachers. Oh, and she was my foster parent.
There you go.
Yeah, because those people never get into it just for the money or anything, right?
Yeah.
Those are my crimes, for which I was expelled multiple times, even though I never fought, did drugs, or any of the stuff anyone else did. Where's that white privilege when you need it, right? Oh, that's right, I forgot it doesn't exist.
That's right. I was about to slap you.
It's up there with the Tooth Fairy and dragons and unicorns, all this other shit that leftists love to cuddle in their safe spaces.
Yeah, the white privilege is not being the victim and just driving on.
Yep. The teachers in this area are all left-leaning, fat-bodied future cat ladies. Oh, no. No. That's totally not true. I can go on TikTok and find nothing but left-leaning, fat-bodied future cat ladies.
Listen, these fat women are getting so fat, they're warping space and time.
From the front seat of their car while they record a mental breakdown and then wonder why they get fired because they're not mentally fit. They truly believe they're going to change the world, and all they accomplish is Abby using children. Well, that's kind of part of it. They mentally abuse you until you internalize the lies. Internalize the lies.
Yeah.
It's like the episode of Star Trek The Next Generation where Picard was mercilessly tortured and beaten and being told that there were five lights instead of four.
Yep.
And he finally says there are four lights once he's rescued, but he said, for a moment there, I actually thought I saw five. That is what they are doing to you. And ironically, a lot of these leftoids love to cling to Star Trek as if it's actually a possibility in the future.
I know. I keep saying that all the time during the show. I mean, there is no replicators.
Yes.
You are not producing anything out of thin air that does not exist. Yes. There is no free ride. Somebody's paying for it.
Men cannot get pregnant, women cannot have penises, and anybody who insists on telling you all of these provably false things is trying to tell you there are five lights instead of four.
Yes.
And they will continue to do so until you finally just break and say, okay, fine, there's five. Don't be that guy.
Yeah, don't be that guy. Don't give in.
I can't tell you how many times I was told that they can do what they want because they're the adults, and no one will take the word of a child over a teacher.
I've actually heard that many times myself.
But really what it comes down to is that the lion's share of these educators are women, and if an educator was a dude, and a chick comes forward and alleges any impropriety, that dude is getting nuked from orbit because it's the only way to be sure.
Yeah.
Here are a few things that we are taught out there. Oh, this is going to be good. This is a 7-point list of unlucky symptoms. Number one, females don't want sex. Men scam them into doing it. And if she can't be conned, they just rapay her.
That is baloney. Baloney.
Any dude who has ever dished out the 23 dick as a matter of courtesy or habit knows that women don't just want sex. They will get evil about it. Not only will they weaponize it against you, but if you give them the good 23 Diaka and then you take it away, they will ruin your life.
Well, it's the 10 dick, actually. Yeah.
You sure about that?
Women are just as led around by their gear as men are, if not more so. They will put up with something severe. Like, men will eventually just be like, look, love the crazy poon, I do, but I can't deal with the crazy.
That's right.
They will eventually step back and realize that they have fucked up somewhere. Women who find good Diaka will justify physical Abby use just to keep that Diaka around.
And if it's an affair, they will wreck their family, destroy their soon-to-be former husband.
That never happens.
Oh. And for a piece of Diaka that they're going to be sick of in 18 to 24 months anyway.
Because they broke the dick counter and now they can't pair bond.
That's right.
Number two, single moms are always the fault of the man. He beat her or cheated, etc. She's an innocent victim.
Pound sand right up your twat.
This is one of the biggest lies that is told. And we're told to glorify this lie at the same time that it's being force-fed to us in everything that we consume in media.
Yep.
No, sorry. Most single moms are single moms by choice. And if you don't believe me, just look at the stats for IVF or adoption. A lot of the people out there who are undergoing IVF in their late 30s and 40s are single.
Yep.
They are choosing to become single moms by choice. And we all know what happens to fatherless children in this society.
Yeah, they wind up in prison, funny farm, or graveyard.
I'm just going to refer back to George Carlin. There are no innocent victims. If you were born in this century, in this country, you're guilty, period. Fuck you, end of report, next case. Number three. Black folk should get by with anything because they don't get fair shake in America.
Bullshit!
Every single one of you motherfuckers was born with a leg up over the whitest person next to you. Accept it and move on. Oh, and by the way, you already got your reparations after the Civil War, which was paid in blood. So we're done here.
And let's not even include welfare, Section 8, WIC.
The cost of prisons. I mean, you just take all of that alone, then you're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars spread out just in the last 60 years.
Yep.
Your reparations have not only been paid, they've been paid with interest. Number four, guns are a danger to everyone.
The Second Amendment, it was put in place to protect the First Amendment.
Yep.
And when a country exists long enough, if you look at the examples throughout history, they all go off the rails.
Yep.
And that's a very ugly thing.
Yes,
and
it
a population
is.
That has the ability to fight back against their government that goes off the rails is important because it means the difference between hundreds of millions dead, injured, and starved and just those killed in direct action trying to set things right. That is why it exists. And as a byproduct, you get to defend yourself against shitbags as well.
Absolutely. There's a reason why the leftoids do not discuss the super majority of potentially deadly situations that are diffused by the mere presence of a firearm in this country. Because if they did, their entire argument would fall apart. You're talking
Correct.
About hundreds of thousands of cases versus 30,000 gun deaths, most of which are self-inflicted or accidental, and 80% of the remainder are drug-related. Which means that they stem almost exclusively from single-parent homes.
Yes, or if you look at the stats in the Uniform Crime Report, you know, African Americans are responsible for over half of the violent crime in the United States.
And those are not racisms to point it out. It's just facts. If you have a problem with facts, take it up with God when you go see him.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. I mean, 13% of the population, when you boil it down further, it's like 5.5% of the population because it's all...
It's within a specific age group.
You know, 16 to 44.
And by the way, for everybody who, you know, doesn't know their history, the Boston Tea Party was not what kicked off the Revolutionary War. It was when the Redcoats came and attempted to seize our guns.
Correct.
That's what kicked it off. Because, let's be honest, a ruling regime that wants to disarm its population wants to do things that might get them shot. But, with that being said, ever since I brought that 30-06 into my house, I can just see it waiting. It's hanging out there in the corner just staring at me. It's like it's waiting for me to go to sleep. I'm scared, Pop.
I get it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's fine. Just go to sleep.
Number five. The quiet white kids are just waiting for an excuse to go Columbine on everyone.
Well, there is a saying. You got to be wary of the quiet ones. I mean, that is a true statement.
I mean, if only the Troons were capable of being quiet.
Hey, look, I'm telling you right now, I have seen quiet guys. One day they just got pushed over the edge. And holy Jesus. Wow.
Does this look like a fucking post office to you?
Yeah.
This is so dumb, though. It's
but
really
it's not
dumb.
Just white guys. I mean, I've seen the quiet black guy, the quiet Asian guy.
Some people are quiet, boiling pots of rage. Most people, though, who fit this description just want to be left alone.
That's right.
Because they're surrounded by stupidity, and they just don't want to cope with it, so they shut it out.
And listen, man, nothing is more dangerous than that man who just wanted to be left alone. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not heading at full speed into a time period where we're going to find out about that, right?
We might just be.
Number six. Children have no rights or ability to understand. Unless they're in a position of making big pharma lots of money with puberty blockers and surgeries, right?
Yeah, they can make the decision to get their Johnson schwanked off.
Amazing how a tattoo is too permanent, but changing your gender at the age of three, that's just fine.
Yeah.
Cognitive dissonance is a bitch, not quick like a stroke. Number seven. Whiteys are the problem in the world. Oppression, sex crimes, whatever. White men did it and need to lose their power in society. Yeah. Because they know that we do war better than anybody else, that's why.
Yeah, when you look at, historically speaking, we are some war-raging sons of bitches.
Why do you think they've weaponized the school system to attempt to turn an entire generation of children against themselves? It's so they won't stand up for their country when the people who are puppeteering things behind the scenes decide to come out of the shadows.
Which they are, to be honest with you. They've shown their face.
And they know that the one thing standing in the way are those evil Hawaii European descendant folk. Immigrant!
I don't know, man. It's not going to work out for them. I'm just saying.
Meanwhile, every convenience, paid for likely through the Nagger tax, there's an A in that word, was created by the same people you're demonizing on a regular basis. In fact, half of you are demonizing what you look at in the mirror every morning. And that's just pathetic.
Yeah, it is.
Continues. Basically, it's everything you'd expect, except I've been hearing it since 1995, at least as far back as I'm able to recall. We were taught the race baiting, anti-white propaganda, the feminist lies, and anti-gun BS the entire time. If you didn't fall in line or ask questions, you were destroyed. Detentions, suspensions, reputation destruction if you're in the workforce, etc.
Yes.
This is the world I believed in my entire life. It's all I know, and it's what destroyed my mind and almost killed me. Leftists here abuse kids and adults. It doesn't matter if it's your lead or super at work or your teacher in the fourth grade.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest, any political movement that stands diametrically opposed to objective reality has to resort to censorship, abuse, basically every trick in the book because they know their arguments are trash and they can't defend them, which is why they took out a peaceful, God-fearing father of two and a husband to a good wife.
It's absolutely correct. If you think they thought they were going to silence the message by destroying the messenger.
Yeah, that worked great when they did it to Jesus, too.
Let's just be honest here, okay? They have literally awoken the sleeping giant.
Oh, it's on like Donkey Kong now.
And I operated for over 30 years in that field. And I'm telling you right now, target folders are being assembled. All of those guys who participated in the peaceful but fiery protest, they got all your cell phone numbers. And I'm telling you right now, they're building target folders. Retribution will come, and it's not going to come from somebody in mama's basement. You're going to be facing men like me, but younger. And you are fucked, because there, I'm an absolute fucking nightmare.
Let's just be honest. That's not what we want to see. But none of these people were given the punishment that they so richly deserved in court. And as we all know, when you cannot get justice in the courts, where do people go to find it?
Outside the courts, when you look at the historic examples.
It's not a good time for anybody when that happens. And yet the left appears to really want that because they're stupid enough to think that they can win.
Yeah, it's not...
That's not how it works. We've wargamed this to death.
Well, here's the thing. Is they have been successful in their trade craft. They've set up a whole bunch of cells, and they're hiding behind the example like, there's no true leader. It's just an idea. That is incorrect.
No, it's bullshit.
If you follow the money, you will find the people who are pulling the strings.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go after them. You cut the head off the snake, and the snake dies.
Pallets of bricks don't magically appear outside of densely populated areas.
Correct.
Where there's no construction. Okay? that is centrally organized. No leader, my ass. In the four schools that I've been to, I've seen all the agendas. If a teacher didn't like you, or something you said, etc., you became a target. They'd lie or threaten other students into lying against you so that they can get you suspended or expelled. Detention was the norm if you weren't in their good graces.
I spent like...
That's one way to so crush many, critical thought.
I spent so much time in detention. I didn't even care. They knew my first name. I'd walk in there, hey, what's up?
They had a name for this back in the day. I believe it was called re-education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't work on me.
Yeah.
I was in detention at a minimum 3 days a week.
If you go outside the orthodoxy, you will be punished. This is how they get people to fall in line, not ask questions, but keep pushing the buttons.
Yep.
One teacher had a student she felt bad for because he was on his third strike and would be expelled if he got in trouble again, which he did. He was a basketball American, and so in the teacher's eyes, he never had a proper chance in life. Way to infantilize an entire race of people and completely strip them of their agency.
Yeah, see, back in my day, to get expelled from school, you had to do some pretty egregious shit.
Yeah.
Now it's like you screw up three times and you're kicked out.
You brought a squirt gun to class. You're expelled. Yeah. This is how you create soft people who can't handle real language or real world.
Yeah, there needs to be some lawsuits to turn that shit around.
One day, this dude got into a fist fight in the hall in front of the main office. I know this because I was at the far end of the hall opposite him, having just earned a class out with the regular students. And I knew what time it was when the aforementioned teacher met my gaze. I immediately turned and went back to my BD classroom, checked in with my teaching aide, and told her about the fight. I got most of the week suspension for a fight I wasn't even involved in.
Yeah.
Because you pointed out that a troublemaking basketball American student was in a fight.
See, and another thing that's against him is he had a foster parent who probably really didn't care that much.
Well, she was one of the teachers.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. This is the way it rolls. If you had... you know, two parents, you got suspended for witnessing a fight and talking about it, there would be a hell of a lot more scunion going on.
There would be hell to pay.
Yeah. I wouldn't accept that. I'd be like, oh, okay, we're playing that game.
All right, then.
I'll see you in fucking court, you sons of bitches.
This is how they prepare you for a society where everyone is afraid to do the right thing.
Yes. We do not preach that.
Yes. This is why a dude can... stop a potential assault or Murray Dar on a subway with a simple chokehold and be considered the villain despite the fact he was a hero.
Yep. Listen, you all need to march hard, shoot straight, and always speak the truth, even if it leads to your death.
For me, suspensions came with 5 to 6 hours on my knees being screamed at and beaten.
Was this like a Catholic fucking school or something?
Foster parenting.
Oh, okay. No. Fuck that.
5 to 6 hours on your knees being screamed at and beaten. There are a lot of women who make thousands of dollars a month doing that.
Yes, they do.
But it's okay when they, as long as they're getting paid, right?
Yeah, it's all fine. No.
I shouldn't have to be subjected to the male gaze. By the way, here's my butthole for less than the cost of a Happy Meal.
You're right, it's not a Happy Meal, it's a crappy meal.
Even though it comes between two buns.
Yes, it does. Unfortunately, it also has sesame seeds.
And maybe some mayo if you're the second in line.
Little extra special sauce there. The thick, chunky Thousand Island that come from 1,000 dudes from different islands. it's disgusting.
We're savages.
I could give you hundreds of other equally egregious examples, like the time my principal threw me, my books, and my desk literally across a small room into a cinder block wall because he thought I hadn't done my schoolwork, which I had, but instead of just asking, he flew into a rage and started threatening me.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. When you become an adult and you run into those people in the real world, they're like, they will change their tune on a dime because I've done it.
Yeah.
I've literally ran into my assistant principal, you know, a couple of years after I was in the Army. I came home on leave, and he was in the bank. Oh, and boy. I was in line before him, and I turned around because he said something to me, and I go,
hey,
yeah, you should probably not talk to me because I'm making a decision whether or not I should beat you to a bloody pulp in the parking lot. And the look on his face was like, oh, yeah.
You're lucky I'm not drinking bourbon.
They had to call the fucking cops, talk me down, because I was going to fucking thwart that guy. Something fierce. Looking back on it, I should have probably beat his ass.
And by the way, for those of you who are wondering, Pop's anger management seminar will never be available because he sucks at it.
Listen, man, I did not do it. But here's
did he lose two cars off of that fucking hauler?
I think so.
Wow.
I think he lost one at least.
He's a bad lesbian. I forgot his strap on.
Yeah, there's going to be some questions.
Wow. In my foster home, the other kids were as dishonest and violent. I have been molested, beaten, held over the balcony of a parking garage with threats of dropping me, and more, just by the members of my household alone.
Dude, I'm so sorry for that shit, man.
This is why there's such a stigma surrounding foster youth, is because this is the shit that so many of them go through, and it's not even their fucking fault.
Nope.
Breaks my heart, man. It really does. All because I wasn't normal because of all this. Nobody believed any of this until I was legally an adult, and these people all got away with what they did to me and so many other students and kids. And that's why we see in current year they have become so emboldened by zero consequences that when consequences finally arrive, it's not fair.
Yeah.
It's an infringement on my rights. Which they think includes other people's free labor. Which there's a word for expecting labor from somebody for free, isn't there?
Yes, it's
starts with an S
and ends with their airy.
Well, yeah,
and there's an L in there.
Well, it starts with a slaw.
Avery
and a vary.
Yeah,
yeah. The left really hasn't changed in 200
That's
years.
That's a new word.
They?
Slaw. Avery.
Slaw Avery.
Yeah.
Coleslaw-Avery.
And he's related to Murray Darr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The two of them love to get it on at the Glory Hole Shack.
Yeah, and they're the therapist.
Yes. The Salivary dude, I think he spits. Spitters are quitters.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't have to talk to my wife about
it. Stop! That's not going there.
That was just for Riggs.
Stop, man.
She swallows.
Ah! Stop, man! Stop! It's horrible.
Just say, like, a little levity is necessary because this is very depressing.
Yes, it is.
Wow. To think that our government pushes these beliefs blows my mind. So does knowing how much these women trip on the power of being teachers to kids. They should be in prison. Real prison. Yeah, real prison. We don't really have real prison in this country anymore. It's three hots and a cot paid for by taxpayers when really we should be contracting these people out for work permits and jobs so that they could make their own money from private institutions and not milk us all fucking dry. Because sooner or later, this business model is not going to be sustainable.
Correct.
Will there be corruption inevitably from wardens and whatnot in charge of this stuff? Exactly. There always is.
Even
now. But at least we won't be fucking paying for it.
But even now, it's terrible.
I know. It is. But the fact of the matter is that veterans who are homeless are living on the street starving to death. Assholes like people who would riot for George Floyd get three hots and a cot on my fucking dime.
That's annoying.
Amazing.
That's annoying.
We need to sort out our priorities. Thank you for letting me get this off my chest. It's a big relief to tell it to someone who doesn't immediately call me a liar. Please share this on the air.
Well, dude, we will. Are.
I'm sure what I've written isn't as condensed as it needs to be, so feel free to paraphrase me. I left out tons for the sake of time because it's just so much. Thanks a million, Jared.
Look, man.
Oh, it's rough, bro. It's really rough.
That's why we do what we do, man. I always bet on the underdogs.
That's right.
I always bet the underdog, even if, you know, I've lost many times. But when that one guy comes through and you win, it is over the top.
We have almost 600 people who have credited this trifling little show with saving their thinking meat. And
that's just the live save. That's not even the gratitude.
Yeah. And as humbling as that is, it's even more humbling to know that for every one person who is on that board, there's so many more that we could have saved.
Yeah.
And the reason why we weren't able to is because of people who would perpetuate a society that would produce a person like this.
Mm-hmm.
People who get off on the idea of pushing a lie just because they hold it dear. And for what? To help the same government structure that you claim is systemically racist and corrupt?
Yeah.
To assert even more hegemony over us? I mean, you want to talk about useful idiots? These mother fornicators nailed it.
They're over the top.
To the wall.
Yeah, they're some home run hitting idiots.
Billionaires are bad, except for the ones that give us experimental jabs.
Or pay for all of the crazy riots and stuff.
Or sing the songs that are, you know, written at a third grade reading level that I just happen to love.
Don't get me started on that. Don't get me started on that.
Stupid really should be spelled with multiple O's for people like that. Because there's stupid and then there's stupid people.
Stewie-I-pid?
Fucking retards, man. And they, you know what? They sully the good name of retards. But Jared, I'm glad that you wrote in, because I'm sure that there are hundreds of people watching who have been through the same thing.
Fuck yes.
And if you have, or even if this just, you know, we go off in the weeds all the time. Even if it made you go off in the weeds and remember something that's not totally related, but you think could be relatable, write to us.
That's right.
We want to hear from you. Sometimes just getting it out can teach you the most important lesson on the road to not taking the permanent solution to the temporary problem. And that message is, you are not alone.
That's
your
right.
Pain is not unique. And one of the first ways to turn in on yourself and take that permanent solution to the temporary problem is the mistake of thinking it's one can understand me.
Yeah. Or it's all on you. It's not.
It's not. It doesn't have to be. It never did. That's part of the lie that they were teaching you.
Yeah. Dump the weight. Tell people about it.
That's right.
Speak.
This is mental fat shaming. Yes. Dump the weight.
Dump the weight.
You fat fucks.
You mentally fat fucks.
Dump the weight.
Because let's be honest, if you have a lot of weight hanging off your bones, that is very unhealthy.
Yes.
And if you have a lot of weight hanging in your mind, equally unhealthy. Dump the weight.
Lies and pain weigh a ton. The truth is light as a feather. You can lift it with a thought. It's like a boner. All right? So use that boner and fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck it dry. And then when you're done, come back here and tell us all about it, because we love you guys, no homo. And click the QR codes on the screen or scan them, whatever the fuck it is you do with them. I don't care.
All right.
But know that we love you guys, no homo, and we're cheering for you. In a society full of people who were raised in an environment like this, not everybody comes to the light, so they sure as fuck aren't going to cheer for you.
Yeah. They might go to the dark, and that ain't right.
And I'm not talking about the glory hole.
Nope.
Be bad, too. Get some blackmail, it'll blackmail.
Oh. All right, that's it for us for today.
Yes, it is. You guys take it easy. We'll see you next time.
Out.
Suck a dick.